Four Mech Brigade link-ups from Afghanistan. Garrison FM.
Army News. Today's music, this is Garrison FM, and I'm joined by Lieutenant Colonel Nick Wood, the commanding officer of One Lanx in Afghanistan. Hello.
Hi, Chris.
So, first of all, give me a quick update on what you've been up to over the last couple of weeks or so.
Well, we've actually been over here now nearly 6 weeks, and having had a really good handover, we have launched straight into our job of developing the Afghan security forces, and in particular the Afghan police, in my patch of Lashkargah. So I'm responsible for Lashkargah and areas around it, and we've been getting on with them, getting out on patrol with them, planning various operations with them, and really bringing them along. And it's great to see that they are really moving in the right direction.
So that's your main role then, is to work with the security forces there and get them up to speed?
Yes, it is. Yeah, absolutely. Because as we all know, we will be leaving here. We, ISAF, will be leaving here in a couple of years' time, and we've got to leave then the provision of security to the Afghan security forces, in particular the Afghan police. So we need to get them up to a really good standard so that they can carry on the good work that they're already doing, and I'm pleased to say that we're getting there.
So in that short period of time that you have been there, has there been some progress already?
Yes, there have, yes. We've got a couple of areas that traditionally haven't seen the Afghan police in there, and the local population have been a little bit suspicious of them. However, in our short period of time, we've managed to get into those areas, those villages. We've managed to get the police in there with us, get the population talking to the police, which is the really critical piece here, and so that they can then together work and move on. And it's a great thing to be able to see.
So you've seen a change in reaction by the locals to the authority figures in the area then?
Yes, we have, and we've been able to observe the local nationals accepting these guys, these policemen coming in, and being reassured that the policemen are there to support them and to provide security for them. And so hand in hand, they are the future.
So what is your relationship like with the security forces and the actual local population as well?
It's great. It really is good. I attended a meeting, Ashura as they're known out here, of about 150 locals that came into a police station. I was there with the police commander up on the stage, and these great wise men sat on the ground in front of us, lots of grey beards and turbans. And we conducted a really convivial meeting, a meeting that looked at local issues. It didn't just look at security. It looked at the ability to get irrigation into their fields, the ability to open schools in their villages. And this is great. This is something that would not have happened even 4 or 5 months ago.
I was going to say, would that have happened, years ago? Certainly not, but over the last few months. So that's obviously been a big change then.
It has. And we've still got a bit of progress to make. We've got a little bit of a way to go in some of these areas, of course. And these things take time and trust needs to build. But it's certainly at a very good place right now. And I know that it'll continue to improve.
So is trust one of the big challenges that you're going to face?
I think so. I think it's always going to be an obstacle, if you like, that we've got to overcome. But the more that we can work with these various groupings, the more that they see benefit to themselves in accepting the police, the Afghan police, the greater the chances of success.
Now, Colonel Nick, tell me about how the roles have changed from previous tours in theatre then.
Well, I think, as I stated at the beginning, we're very much standing back and developing the police and allowing them to take the lead. So that meeting I spoke about, I really just sat on the sidelines on the stage and let the police commander talk to the people and answer their questions. So it's very much us supporting the police, empowering them to take the lead in security.
So rewarding to see some actual real progress.
It really is. And I know that we can continue to kick on through the winter months and really set ourselves up to hand over to the next brigade just before the summer, so that they can take this progress onwards and upwards.
So you mentioned winter is obviously on the horizon. What are the conditions like at the moment?
Well, would you believe it's pretty cloudy and overcast today. It's probably the second day in the sort of 6 weeks that I've been out here that we've had cloud up in the sky, which is probably a bit like being back in Catterick, although not so much rain. We haven't had any rain yet, but temperatures are pretty cool. When we came out here, they were during the day up in the sort of 30s. They're now around about 15 degrees during the day, and they drop down to about 6 or 7 in the evening. So so a little bit more like the UK than perhaps it was when we first came out.
Yeah, except you haven't had the downpours that we've had this week, which we've been suffering.
No, we haven't, and so we haven't had to put our wellies on quite yet,
yeah.
But we're stood by to get them on should we get those downpours. It's pretty dusty here, so if it does rain, it's going to create quite a muddy sort of muddy ground underfoot. So it'll be a bit sloppy, but it's fine. What's great about the winter time is that we can really get out and operate all through the day. In the summer, it gets pretty hot in the afternoon, and that does restrict your ability to work sometimes.
So, of course, the rear ops groups here, you know, continue their work. Do you have a message for them?
Well, of course, without them, we couldn't do what we're doing out here. And I know that they are working hugely hard to ensure that the wives and families are well catered for and looked after. The running of the camp back in the UK, back in Catterick, is continued, and therefore I thank them for all their hard work. We speak pretty regularly. We communicate with each other every week. We send each other newsletters and sit reps. So we're well joined, and great stuff. And keep it up is my message to them.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you for talking to me today, and good luck with the rest of the tour.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Four Mech Brigade link-ups from Afghanistan. Garrison FM.